David, your thoughts on tonight's win here in Dungannon?
Obviously, really pleased with the performance. It's been probably our most dominant performance for a number of games and a number of weeks. So the players take immense credit tonight, and it was coming down here on a Friday night. Night games in general, being down here, we've always found it difficult. So the win is the way we did, convincingly the way we did, the way we played. Was very pleased.
Tonight showed the advantage of early goals, didn't it?
Yeah, and we got them tonight. We didn't get them against the Institute, and it could have become a little bit edgy. It didn't become edgy tonight. The players showed, you know, how good they are on a smaller, on a difficult pitch. Conditions were fine, but the players again, you know, from minute one tonight to minute 92, what was played, take immense credit, and hopefully they gain confidence in that and take it forward under the next four or five games.
In a season when we're top of the league and have won one cup, you know, that is as good as we've been all season.
Possibly.
Some people are saying.
Possibly. I think we played better at times and probably not got the dominant scoreline. But again, other people make a decision. I'm more than pleased with coming down. If we had to come down and play poorly and 1-1-0, you get the same points. But it's always better. It's always better for the players. It's easier on my nerves. It's easier that the crowd who come down, the supporters, that we aren't getting edgy. I say there was big numbers again. Credit to them. There were big numbers again down here on a Friday before a heavy weekend, I'm sure. So, you know, all credit to them tonight.
Andy Waterworth gets the headlines, 4 goals.
Yeah, Andy's been a big player for me personally as the manager, and I know he's been a big player before under other managers. So, you know, he scores goals. He think gets his 150 or whatever he scored here for Linfield. But he's been a massive player for me, and say we look forward to hopefully Andy adding to that tally going forward with Linfield.
What do you do for the next 2 weeks, David?
We prepare. We will rest. We have a lot of games. Gives us now, but the players are, you know, if I was a player and as a manager now, I'd be desperate for a game, maybe on Tuesday night or the following Saturday. But we'll gauge how the players are, if we need to maybe a friendly or a bounce game or whatever at Midgley to sort of fill the void. We'll decide on that next week. But the players have earned a wee sort of break at the minute, and hopefully we can come back into the same level of performance and the attitude tonight and go to Ballymena, which will be a big game for the club.
And lastly, great to see Stevie Fallon back tonight as well.
Yeah, Stevie was obviously back tonight, and it's good to have Stevie back. Stevie's missed longer than we had sort of hoped, but I say when you get somebody of Stevie's quality, Kyle McLean is away with the Northern Ireland under 21s. We wish him well. Michael's obviously away with Ireland under 21s in a game. We wish him well. Hopefully they come back fresh, no injuries, and I'll add the squad then when we're choosing and selecting for the formation team players to go down to Ballymena for a huge game.
Well done, Friday Night Football here on the live TV, and sent all the blue men, women and children home happy tonight, didn't
you? Yes, Andy, I said on the TV I would like to, obviously as a club and as the manager, send our deepest sympathies, condolences to the tragic families who suffered their loss during the week, and I'm sure not only myself but all the rest of the Linfield supporters and as a club as a whole, we send our deepest condolences and say.
Well said, David.
All right, thank
well
you, Andy.
All right.